a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. This is the Republican Press Briefing. We are here with Representative Don Hager, Senator Tim Rave, and Senator Sohold. You guys can begin whenever you're ready, and we'll ask that anyone that's on the that's called in, please mute your phones until they're finished. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's always a pleasure to be here. This as a recap for the week, this was an interesting week. It was crossover week, or crossover day happened this week, and basically crossover day is the day where any bill from the House of Origin has to be passed out of that house or killed, or any sort of decision has to be made. And so that came and went on Wednesday, and we worked a little later than we normally do in my chamber, the House chamber. I think we considered 14 bills that day, so there was a lot of talking. And so basically where we're at is, I think initially on our side of the chamber, we had 236 bills that were introduced at the beginning of the session, and we have about 130, 134 of those left. So we've disposed of about half of those, and the others have gone over to the other chamber or have been signed by the governor, or they're in some part of the process over on the Senate side. This week, we on our chamber, we passed a couple of the bills, three bills dealing with the governor's recommendation to establish a captive insurance company for state assets like the Capitol building. And basically what the captive insurance program would do is it would insure certain of our real estate assets that are not currently insured. Like the Capitol building, most of the Capitol complex structures in Pier have up till now been and are currently uninsured. So we basically self-insure those. The captive insurance program would manage risk in a different way for us. There's also a companion bill that provides liability insurance for the science authority, the Homestake Lab, basically. And so we think that's a good thing as well to mitigate some of that risk. So there's another bill relating to liability as well across the state. And so that's a package of three bills that we think we agree with the governor that makes sense to do. And so we pass those on to the other chamber. We defeated an effort to ban or prohibit tanning for minors. The majority of the chamber felt that the industry self-polices to an adequate amount, and so we felt or the chamber defeated that bill. And there were some tax increase bills that we killed as well. There was an effort to extend sales tax to the ability for counties to raise revenue through sales taxes. That was defeated. We also heard in committee the governor's road funding bill, which has been a topic of much discussion this session, and we killed one version and we're using the Senate's version. I think the bill the funding package that will come out will be from the Senate bill. So that's largely a summary of how things went on our side of the chamber, and I'll turn it over to the Senator.
Good morning again, sorry for the delay. I think Representative summed it up pretty well. We've got really a couple things left. We've got to come to kind of some resolution on a transportation funding package, and details yet to be determined. Obviously, we'll gel up here probably middle part of next week. Really, the only other thing we're kind of waiting on is final revenue numbers that will come in later next week, by the first of the next week. Indications, early indications are there's going to be a little pressure on revenues, so we're somewhat preparing for that. Maybe not quite as good as we had hoped, but we'll wait to see what the final revenue numbers are. So just kind of a couple big things, kind of gearing up for our summer study on education and starting to generate a little excitement about that and anticipation of what we can come up with. The summer study that the governor has put together regarding teacher pay, et cetera, and the funding formula, I guess, probably in a more broader sense. So with that, I turn over to Senator Solholt if she had anything. Otherwise, we'll stand by for questions.
I just wanted to respond as a committee chair some of the things that are happening at the committee level, because this is a time when if there's ideas that people still want to keep alive, you might start to see a hog house of a title that's going to come in, because there's a very pressing public policy issue that people felt maybe didn't have a fair hearing. The other thing that happens this time of the year is there's topics such as the miners and tanning issue that Representative Hager talked about. There was also another bill that was not successful on no-fault divorce, that there ends up being a lot of conversation that perhaps these bills have merit, and people are already starting to talk about, well, this is something we should really take a deeper look at and bring forward into the future. Such as in the tanning situation, I think the bill that it was currently written, there's a lot of parental consent. I mean, this is one of those things where you have industry and business, and they have things happening, and their money is being made, and services are being offered in tanning facilities. But on the other hand, we're starting to really see, and I can speak to this as a nurse, not wanting to stop industry, but that we're seeing clear and convincing research that kids that tan too early, that they really are having higher rates of melanoma. And we're just seeing skin cancers at unprecedented rates in people that are in their 20s. And I think that's going to be one of those topics that we're going to have to really take a look at, of not trying to, certainly in like year-round brown, we know in Sioux Falls area, they actually do get consent for minors. But I'm not certain that parents fully understand what the cause and effect relationship has been into younger age cancers. So some of those topics we're going to want to take a look at. The other is the no-fault divorce issue that actually was not successful either, but that may be something we're going to have to take a stronger look at with the numbers that are clearly connecting with domestic violence and when you have to face the person that's actually abusing you. But the other hand, people will talk about in court cases and divorce cases that many times women are not as successful in the financial gain throughout the proceedings. So I believe that that's another topic that we're going to have to really look at and at much more depth, and think about bringing back something to the next session. So committee chairs are really getting their eyes onto some issues that not successful, but not terrible ideas. And so that is where we will all start collecting efforts that we want to work on, and also developing partnerships with other legislators to say, let's link arms and start to bring this forward in a different way at a different time.
So any questions from anybody?
Jacqueline Severin, Public Radio. Can you talk, I don't believe any of you are on the Appropriations Committee, so forgive if you can't really answer this question, but could you just talk a little bit about, you said, you know, revenue numbers are coming out next week. Can you talk a little bit about the budget process and where we're at right now? Are you waiting till revenue numbers before you start that, or, you know, have things been started?
Yes, probably to both, actually. A week from Monday, revenue numbers will be adopted. So I think that is 8 March or 9 March, I can't remember, whatever that Monday is. So, yeah, I mean, early indications are there's some pressure. So, of course, you know, in our respective caucuses, we're having some discussions about what kind of impact that's going to have on wants and needs going forward, how that actually impacts the governor's current proposed budget. And, I mean, the problem is we don't know what the number is, you know. So it's a little hard, but we're just kind of prioritizing things right now as we're in the, I guess, in the early stages. Of course, it's going to wrap up quickly from here, but they're, you know, they're moving through the process. They have a few bills left in, I think, both House and Senate appropriations, and they'll get through those this next week. I'm not too worried about that. I mean, they're on task to finish, but again, we kind of just be a little thoughtful about where these revenues are going to come in. So.
I
was just going to jump on there. You know, I served on appropriations last 2 years, and Senator Ave is absolutely right. This is, the process is moving along normally. You know, the agency review presentations and the department presentations are pretty much done. They're wrapping up, and most of the one-time appropriations have been taken down to a dollar, and as part of the process. And then what they'll do at the end of the session is they'll bring those up to the amount of money we have available to spend, which is always driven by the amount of revenue in the reports that are delivered by the executive branch as well. And we have our own, the LRC, Legislative Research Council, also develops one. And then appropriators sit down and they decide which revenue number to use. But and Senator Rave is absolutely right. The numbers do not look. The preliminary indications are the numbers are weak, and so we're likely not to be able to spend the kind of money even that perhaps the governor had originally proposed. But we'll know a lot more in about a week to 10 days.
And when you talk about these revenue numbers, are you talking about projections? Are you talking about updating numbers from previous months? Are you talking about right now? What do you?
Both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 20 FY15 numbers are coming in less than we had anticipated, which obviously puts pressure on the FY16 numbers. And so the outlook, not rocket science, obviously, with crop prices down, and that has had a huge impact on sales of big machinery items. There's some federal issues that have put some pressure on farm equipment sales as well, and I think just general retail sales. So it's just generally weak across the board, to be honest, is what we're seeing. So obviously it's going to affect both FY15 and 16 to some extent. So. Well, I think the big one is corn. You know, corn was at $8 and now it's not. And, you know, doesn't look like it's going to zoom back up there anytime soon. And so that is, I think, one of the big concerns. But there's a couple other areas, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, and again, Senator really pretty much nails it. We do projections on an ongoing basis. The executive branch does in particular, and that's mostly what we rely on. And so those sales tax projections, and that's the largest that's the largest segment of the tax revenues that the state gets. So that's the main thing that we look at. Those revenues are updated really monthly, but they're projected into the future. You know, when we adopt a budget at the end of this year, it'll be for fiscal 16, which doesn't start till July 1. And so it's based on estimates. And the reality is any budget is always based on estimates. You know, even in your personal budget, you hope that you're only going to spend so much on groceries and so much on gas, but things happen. And that's the case here. And we're an ag. We're significantly impacted by agriculture here in this state. You know, as he mentioned, the commodity prices to a large extent drive retail sales as well, because it all gets processed in the economy, and so yeah, that's kind of the way it is.
It's just, like I said, a little early yet. We haven't got the final numbers, so we're doing some speculating, but it's looks like there's some pressure there. So, anyone else?
Is there anyone that's called in that would like to ask a question? Any more questions?
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.